We're visiting with Thor Marino. He's working on a show from chaos, I guess. Thor, first off, as we start this, tell us a little about you and what your role is in this particular, getting this particular program off the ground.
Well, I'm the writer and director, so I had a very small part in this thing, I guess.
We will actually see you in a small part, but you do the writing, so that's even more important.
Correct, yep.
This is put on by a group called Fearless Cinema. Have you worked with them before? Are you part of that motion picture company, or are you a kind of an independent writer?
No, I am in with my partner, Annette Duffy. We are co-owners of Fearless Cinema. That's been a company that we've shared for about 2 years now.
Tell us about how this show came about. How do you put together a TV series? Who comes up with the idea, then where do you go from there?
Well, to be quite honest with you, we've been watching trends for years now, and it seems to be with how things are going with shows like Breaking Bad and many, many others. Television is becoming almost bigger than film at this point in America, and we wanted to make sure that we were following those trends. As far as the story itself, I've had this script for about 15 years, and it didn't take a lot to turn it from which was actually a feature film into a series. And we were able to secure financing last year and attain distribution for another series last year featuring Lance Hendrickson called Burn. So once that was produced, it was a little bit easier to get this one off the ground.
Mention off the ground. Tell us the story. I know you give us all the secrets, give us all the spoilers, but what's the show about?
Basically, it's about a young woman who works at a all-night dry cleaner and doesn't realize that it's ran by a segment of American gangsters, a small mob in a small community. And it's robbed one night, and so she finds out by accident that the guys that are robbing her are actually dirty cops, and it turns into this crazy story about how she wants to try and figure out how to get that money back for herself. So it's very much in the spirit of shows like Fargo and things like that. It's a really weird, cool story.
Well, that's what the question is. Is there something we could compare it to? And you mentioned Fargo. Typical shows people may be have seen, so we kind of get the genre you're talking about then a little bit.
It's a crime drama for sure. It will have some dark humor in it as well, but it's just a crazy story set in the Midwest, and I do typically like to include our Des Moines stuff in it, and Des Moines, Iowa. I my home base is in Iowa, although I do spend a lot of time on the West Coast, but I think that there's a lot of cool things about Iowa, and we all know the old stories about some of the gangsters back in the day that would sneak down here from Chicago and stuff, so I've always been interested in that.
Will the setting of this show be Iowa, or will it be some nondescript community?
To be honest with you, I'm sure that we will make it very clear that it is in Des Moines, Iowa, although we will be shooting a small segment of it in Chicago from time to time as well.
And Thor, you get this show, you do all this work. How do you get it from this to where somebody can watch it on television, whether it's a streaming service or over the air? How does that work? Do you have that kind of... What happens after you get this thing started?
Well, typically what happens is the people that finance projects have a marketing plan and they have a development group that go on it and negotiate with networks, and that's really the process that, once I write something and then we produce it, it kind of gets handed off to those folks, and we just... Basically, I wait patiently, but at the same time, my partner and I develop more projects and pitch these projects. And like I said, last year we've been incredibly busy and incredibly fortunate. We just got back right before Christmas from shooting a feature film in Northern California for a month, and we were able to take a lot of Iowa people out there to do that, so we're very proud of that. this project. We're bringing people in from New York, Los Angeles, literally all over the country to come here and stay in Iowa, in Chicago, while we film right here in the Midwest.
So, and you mentioned that Thorsis, and I think you mentioned Ann Duffy is working with you as well. Some auditions are coming up. What are you looking for? What roles do you need yet to fill? If there's some aspiring actors out there, someone who's looking for something, I believe Saturday you have your auditions.
That's right, yeah. Saturday at the Des Moines Social Club at 10 o'clock in the morning, we have an open casting call. And basically what we're doing is we're inviting anybody that's ever wanted to participate in film as an actor. We're going to need men and women of all ages, 18 and older. We need lots of day players. We need lots of extras. We need stand-ins. People, there are roles, speaking roles that we're trying to fill. So if this is something anybody's ever wanted to do, this is really a great opportunity to do it. So we're very excited to be able to do that here.
And they mentioned the filming says hopefully this is a multi-episode that continues on. So you're looking for people when you hire these. You know, obviously you cast other shows and you mentioned movies. Is that how's that process for you doing these auditions? Is it a little nerve-wracking to pick the right people? Do you kind of, I don't know if you enjoy it. Is it difficult? How is that from your standpoint when you're auditioning all these folks to try to find the right individual?
Well, I will tell you briefly, like I said, this script in particular is probably about 15 years old. So I've had these characters in my head for years and years and years. So to be quite honest with you, sometimes it's not that difficult, but this process for this project is is terrifying for me because I don't want to make a mistake. I want to get the right people. It's a process that can be a lot of fun, and it's very exciting, but it's also very scary because you want to do it right. You don't want to pick the wrong person. This is industry that you have to roll the dice sometimes, and you hope for the best, and you hope you find good people that are that can appreciate the project like you do, and our goal is to make a big family here. That's always a goal of mine, is to make everybody feel very included, the reason why I got into this business is because I had so much fun when I was doing it, when I didn't know what I was doing. And, I don't ever want to forget that, because this is such a cool thing to do. And I feel so very fortunate that I can do it, that I just want to continue to have fun and share these experiences.
Again, Thor, somebody, you mentioned open casting call on Saturday in Des Moines. The open casting call, does that mean just show up? They don't need to call? They don't need to make reservations or anything? They just show up when you call it an open casting call. Is that the way it works? Just show up?
Yep. Just come on in. We're going to have literally a half a page thing for you to fill out so we can contact you if we choose you. We're going to take your picture. We're going to come in and meet myself and the producer. We're going to chat with you for a second. And then we'll do callbacks with the people that we feel are best fit for the project.
We're visiting with Thor Marino from Fearless Cinema. Is that right? The name of your company, Thor?
That is, yes.
Okay. Thor, anything else you want to make sure to mention about movie production, TV production, working in Iowa in the entertainment field? We don't maybe think of Iowa as being the hotbed for the entertainment world, but you're working here in Iowa doing all this stuff.
Well, it's not an easy process. I think you hit on a couple of really key points there, but we know that Iowa is a good place, and we know that Iowa has a lot of talented people. We really see no reason why it can't be done. We have airplanes that come in here, and we can bring named actors to this area if we need them. But quite honestly, we know that there's a lot of great people right here, too. So if people just start to hear about it more, I think they'll feel more comfortable. There's absolutely no reason it can't be done here. We have everything at our disposal that they do in L.A. and in Canada and Atlanta right now. So we're doing just fine.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Roy. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.